This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, President Biden says the U.S. and Japan are forming a new working partnership to deal with challenges of the 21st century.
Japan and the United States are two strong democracies in the region, and we're committed to defending and advancing our shared values, including human rights and the rule of law.
The partnership will focus on health security and new preparedness to deal with any future pandemics. The countries will be working on shared technologies and addressing climate change. Biden made his remarks during a joint news conference at the White House today with the Japanese Prime Minister. The young man behind the nation's latest mass shooting used to work at the warehouse where he killed 8 people. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Police identified the shooter as 19-year-old Brandon Hole, a former employee of the FedEx warehouse on the southwest side of Indianapolis, where he shot and killed 8 people before killing himself.
And he was last employed in 2020.
Deputy Police Chief Craig McCart said investigators are searching several locations of vehicle and electronic devices to help determine a motive.
There were at least 100 people in the facility at the time of the incident. Many were changing shifts and were on their dinner break.
The victims are still being identified. FedEx said no shipments of COVID-19 vaccine were interrupted. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Sad news in Payton. An 8-year-old boy is dead following a crash. The Colorado State Patrol says the child was killed when a man's vehicle slammed into a bridge on Highway 24. Troopers believe icy roads may have been a factor, but noted the case is still under investigation. Starting today, the state will no longer force communities to work within the framework of the COVID-19 dial implemented during the pandemic. El Paso County Commissioner Chairman Stan Vanderwerf earlier this morning on KRDO's Morning News.
For restaurants that have sit-down dining but do not have larger other areas like a dance floor, the same restrictions for indoor events would apply. So under 100 people, there's no restrictions other than the mask order requirement.
You can listen to the entire interview about the transition from going off the dial on KRDO.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Now to the State Labor and Employment Department reporting a steady decline in unemployment since December of last year. The Labor Department says in a span of a week, almost 9,000 unemployment claims were filed in the state. There were more than 2,000 pandemic unemployment assistance claims this week since the start of the pandemic. The Labor Department received well over 900,000 unemployment claims. Business owners say that they're having a tough time filling openings. More from Elisa Z.
Mark Hamrick with Bankrate says there are a few reasons some employers are having a tough time finding people.
Many people are benefiting from the federal assistance they've been getting, not only with the heightened unemployment benefits, but also with the benefits that have continued out longer. And there's also the question of whether people feel safe returning to the workplace.
Hamrick says the reopening of the economy will present some challenges. As more people get vaccinated against COVID, though, he says things will look brighter on all fronts. I'm Elisa Z.
Democrats on Capitol Hill criticizing President Biden's decision not to lift a cap on the number of refugees allowed into the U.S. Let's get more from ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal says President Biden has broken his promise to restore our humanity by leaving in place a limit on the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States. President Biden had previously pledged to lift the cap of 15,000 refugees that was imposed by the Trump administration, but a senior administration official now says it will stay in place through September. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez said the White House is undermining its declared purpose to reverse the previous administration's refugee policies. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
After a string of high-profile police shootings, the White House is calling on Congress to pass several bills the administration says is designed to prevent those shootings. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act would hold police accountable and end racial profiling.
The president is eager to sign the George Floyd Act into law, eager to sign a police reform bill into law.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki saying the president's pushing reluctant Republicans to vote for the bill he says will help end a string of deadly police shootings of unarmed Black Americans. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
And finally, more than 50 West Point cadets have to do a repeat year after getting caught in the Academy's worst cheating scandal in decades. Overall, 73 cadets are accused of cheating on an online freshman calculus exam last May. Those are the top stories we're following. Our next update coming up at 7, 6:35 the time right now.
Those winds will calm down overnight tonight with mostly cloudy skies in central southern Colorado and still a few light snow flurries out there, but no additional accumulation. Lows to 24 degrees in the Springs, 29 in Pueblo and Farrar Saturday. Still mostly cloudy with isolated snow flurries and heavier snow possible up into the Rampart Range and the Sangre de Cristos. High temperatures at 42 in the Springs, 47 in Pueblo. Sunday, mostly sunny, 54 Colorado Springs, 60 Pueblo. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postich, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.